الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The section of purification, طهارة. There are 7 types of water by which purification is valid. 1. The water of the sky, the sea water, river water, well water, spring water, snow water, and hail water. Furthermore, the waters are of 4 categories. Pure purifying water, which is not disliked, and that is absolute water. Pure purifying water, which is disliked, which is sun-heated water. Pure water, which is not purifying, which is used water. Or water changed by being mixed with pure materials. And filthy water, which is the water that contacted filth, while it was less than 2 qullas, or it was 2 qullas, but it changed. 2 qullas is approximately 500 Baghdadi rittles, according to what is most correct. New chapter. The skins of dead animals can be purified by tanning, except the skin of the dog, the pig, whatever is born of them, or from either of them. The bones and hair of the dead are filthy, except for the human. New chapter. The usage of golden and silver containers is not permissible. It is permissible to use other types of containers. Chapter. The toothstick is recommended in all situations, except after the zenith for the fasting person. In 3 cases, it is more strongly recommended upon the changing of the mouth because of azm or something else, upon waking from sleep, and upon standing for prayer. Chapter. There are 6 obligations of wudu. The intention, washing the face, washing the hands with the elbows, wiping some of the head, washing the feet and the ankles, and the order according to what we have mentioned. It has 10 recommended things, saying Bismillah, washing the hands before inserting them in the container, rinsing the mouth and sniffing the water, wiping all of the head, wiping the front and back of the ears with new water, to run the fingers through the thick beard, to run the fingers through the digits of the hands and feet, precedence of the right side over the left, to purify each organ 3 times each, and succession. Chapter. Istinja. Istinja is obligatory for urine and feces. The best is to make istinja with stones, then to follow up with water. It is permissible to settle with water, or with 3 stones that clear the area. If one wanted to settle with one of them, then water is better. One refrains from facing the Qibla, or turning his back to it in the open land, and refrains from urinating and defecating in still water, under the fruit-bearing tree, in the road, the shade, and in a hole. One should not talk while urinating or defecating, and should not face the sun or the moon, nor turn his back to them. Chapter. 6 things invalidate the wudu. Whatever comes from the eliminatory outlets, sleeping without being positioned as one who is firmly seated, the loss of sanity because of drunkenness or sickness, for a man to touch a marriageable woman without a barrier, touching the private organ of a human with the palm, and touching the anus according to the new school. Chapter. 6 things make the ghusl obligatory, 3 of which are shared between men and women, and they are the meeting of the 2 private parts, seminal ejaculation, and death. 3 things are specific to women, and they are menstruation, postpartum bleeding, and childbirth. There are three obligations of the ghusl: the intention, removal of filth if it were on one's body, and making the water reach all of the skin and hair. It has five recommended matters: saying Bismillah, making wudu beforehand, to rub the hand over the body, succession and precedence of the right over the left. There are 17 recommended ghusls: the ghusl of the Friday prayer and of the two holidays, and of the rain prayer, and the lunar and solar eclipse, the ghusl of he who washed the dead, and of the blasphemer if he embraced Islam, the insane and the unconscious if they gained consciousness, and the ghusl upon making the intention of Ihram, and for entering Mecca, and for standing at Arafah, for spending the night at Muzdalifah, for throwing the stones at the three stations, for circumambulation, for sa'i, and for entering the city of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter: wiping the foot gear is permissible under three conditions: that one starts wearing them after the completion of purification, that they would cover the obligatory parts of the foot to be washed, and that continuous walking would be possible with them. The resident wipes for a day and a night, and the traveler for 3 days with their nights. The duration begins from the time he becomes impure after wearing the foot gear. If he wiped while residing, then traveled, or wiped while traveling, then resided, he continues wiping as a resident. Wiping is invalidated by three things: by taking them off, the expiration of the duration, and whatever necessitates a ghusl. There are five conditions for purification with soil, tayammum: the existence of an excuse because of traveling or sickness, the entrance of the prayer time, seeking the water, the inability to use it, to need it after seeking it, and pure dusty soil. If it were mixed with gypsum or sand, then it is not sufficient. It has four obligations: the intention, wiping the face, wiping the hands with the elbows, and keeping the order. It has three recommendations: saying Bismillah, precedence of the right side over the left, and succession. Three things invalidate the purification with soil: whatever invalidates the wudu, seeking water while not praying, and apostasy. Whoever has a cast wipes on it, makes dry purification, and prays. He has no makeup qada if he put the cast on while in a state of purification. One makes purification for every obligation, and he prays as many optional prayers as he wishes. We ask Allah to enable us to do the proper purification, to accept the purification from us and reward us for it, and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.